I have a big fatty. A big fatty, Joey listened to, it had 1,000 shows at a big fatty. And Joey, first and all, Joey not sure of the rule, but then Joey started to listen, Joey started to like, Joey started to like a big fatty, and, oh, excuse me, your dad was, water spinach, mustard, and my chicken feet. That's what that burber were. Yeah. So Chori, you're fucking up, Chori. You're fucking up. It's not just rotten, it's salt and sweet and sour, Chori. So Chori been listening to the big fatty, and it can't come and be on the Horror Waffle podcast because it's too busy catching up on the big fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Chori, you're fucking up, Chori, you're fucking up!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1041 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 25th of January 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Yo, we've got voice letters, and a lot of them are from Mexico. Be ready. Harold Gravies. Be ready. That's racist. But the Gravitas will understand. Hi, everyone. I hope your hop day is going well. Y'all, before we do anything else, we need to do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, can you believe? Can you believe it is only 11 months till Crema Day? Fanny, please. We've already begun our shopping. And, Fanny, turn that damn music off. Nobody needs to be hearing that in January. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not. You know, too, I say Tuesday was Larry Clyde's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. And I saw many of you wished him a happy celebration. And I appreciate that. But, y'all, I think I read about it on The Crank, y'all, that January 24th. Of every year is the most depressing day of the year. Y'all, I don't know why. I'm not sure. But that that is some smoked sausage and some chicken gumbo. Beh, Fatty, you'll be burping that shit up the rest of the night, and I've got to be right here with you. And, evidently, there is some confusion as to how you become the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, this is not an election. It is not an election. It is a random drawing from entries that people send in. And y'all, I've received quite, and y'all, you got to send your entry in via the e-letter so that I can print out a spreadsheet or something. I don't know what. How the hell I do it? But anyway, y'all, let me just go over here because y'all, I got several more entries since I talked to you last. Over here, we've got y'all. We got one from. Let's see now. Where are these y'all? I got one from that Princess Hannah. And y'all, she says, "Big Freddy, I should be the number one fan of 2012 because I'm fatter than you. And I love me the Chick-fil almost as much as you love Princess Hannah." Well, Princess Hannah, that's lovely. And I'm going to put your little entry in the number one fan folder. Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, speaking of Mexicans, y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that is that Chori from the Hello, Howdy Do Pancakes. And y'all, I forgot to mention the Howdy Do Pancakes when I was talking about the California, y'all, and I got my ass chewed by Jay of the Haunt Cub, because when I talked about the Delawares, I forgot to mention him. And y'all, I don't remember anything. Despite what the old Vons, y'all, I remember some things, but I don't remember everything. But anyway, that other Mexican. So I started today's show with that Mexican Chori talking about the burger, and because y'all, there are some Mexican phone calls today. But y'all, the crazy Mexican that had him. Y'all, his entry into the number one fan contest, y'all, he is it's short and sweet. It says, not a winner. So, Hat M, we are going to put you in the colostomy. Bag, honey, please. Can you say you're going to put his entry in the colostomy bag? Yes. Y'all, speaking of Mexicans, got another one. And, y'all, it is from that Kim. Beaver, and y'all, she has sent me 25 reasons why she should be the number one fan, and y'all, there are 25 little pink sheep, and I think it's lovely. 25 little pink sheep are the reason that Kim Beaver should be the number one fan. Y'all, that Peter G, he's out there in the California. I probably forgot to mention him too. You know, he leaves the state whenever Big Fatty comes. You know, it's kind of like that ant. That ant just, you know, oh, Vader's in town. I'll have to avoid him. But anyway, y'all, that Peter G, he says, Big Fatty, I should be your number one fan for 2012 because, well, just because. I don't need to explain myself to anyone. Thank you. And Peter G, fear not. You'll need not. There's no need to explain yourself. Yes, Big Fatty, move forward. Anyway, y'all, Kevin. Kevin up there in the Danberries. I believe that's who that is. Is that in that? Yes, that's Drum Major Kev. He says, Big Fatty, I promise bacon. Bacon for all. Oh, and gin and tonic and two limes. I'm Kevin in Danbury, and I approve this bacon message. That is a lovely. Campaign message there, Drum Major Cav, and we've put you in the colostomy bag. And y'all, well, you know, we talked about the Colorados yesterday, and y'all, I couldn't remember. You know, there's several people out there that I just can't remember. Y'all, it's another example of how Big Fatty doesn't remember. Y'all, Michael, out there in the Colorados says, Brett Hardy, I would like to be entered in the number one fan contest because Colorado always needs to be represented. And y'all, it's true. And you know, we had Casey in Denver was the number two fan, and so that represented Colorado. And y'all, we've just gotten that's a voice letter. Okay. So y'all, if you hadn't sent Big Fatty an e-letter, 25 words or less, why you should be the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, and y'all, it doesn't matter what you say. It's just a matter that you send it in. But y'all, it's your opportunity to be clever, just like that spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm going to go over there right now. I'm going over there right now because y'all, I failed to go over yesterday, and I felt terrible. About not going over there. And y'all, I gotta say, it's begun to, the interest is waning, y'all. This is unacceptable, y'all. We're going into the selection period, and y'all, we need to have more entries over here. But y'all, I think I talked about that George in Atlanta. having the trophy and the Tim Cormall, the number one fan, having the picture with Big Fatty and his lovely bride, Harista, on the stage. And y'all, then there was the Keep Calm and Dear Gussie. Y'all, evidently there's a new little space, or what are those being called? They're being called Daily Wisdom, y'all. Daily Wisdom. And there seems to be a new holiday each day also. But y'all, we've got that Big Fatty and the Half Bacon Prince. It's that Larry Potter. And y'all, the Frequency posted that one, and it's lovely. And y'all, I don't know what that Larry Potter is holding, but y'all, it appears to be a big black dildo. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, then, by the way, the old gal, the Vons, yo, love the National Pie Day entry over there. And y'all, then, that Peter G, y'all, he's got an assistant now. And that Peter G requested the next two pictures, and y'all, there's evidently some sort of quiz. Y'all, you can go over there and vote to see which of the pictures is more horrifying. And y'all, then there's a the Big Fatty was at the Louis Vuitton Spring Runway Show. Peter G got that hat M to help him on that picture. Big Fatty's got some great abs, y'all, but don't look at his nipples. Big Fatty, we don't want to look at those nipples. They're vulgar. And y'all, then, for Tuesday, it says, keep calm and happy Tuesday. Y'all, then, there's Big Fatty rapping. Big Fatty is rapping, y'all, because it is Beer Can Appreciation Day. And I'm celebrating by doing some rapping. Y'all, it is the Ruined Fat Beer. And the latest one is the baby. They're over there, it's the baby, and it's, it shows how men and women look at babies differently. Women are just all excited, and babies are so cute, and men look at babies, and they're covered in vomit and shit. And Big Fatty, men have got you, the men have got you figured out. So anyway, y'all, I'm just nattering now. I am just nattering now, so y'all, let's do this.
You're hamming it up. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David in Denver. After the, it must have been Tuesday or Wednesday show, where White Boy and somebody else were complaining about your bodily functions, and you were playing a lot of farts in the background, I thought it was so hilarious, that I asked Brian, I kind of mulled this over before I asked you. I talked it over with him to see if I was doing something wrong, if I didn't want to embarrass you, but I have a Big Fatty question.
Yeah, Gussie, David, if you've got a question, we're going to have to do an Ask Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as you know, our question today comes from David out there in the Denvers.
All right, Big Fatty. When you were growing up, did your family pass gas, burp in the house, the privacy of your own home or in the car? Or did you and your brother have farting competitions? I'm just curious. So let me know. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, David, this is an excellent question. Because what you're doing is you're tracing Big Fatty's lineage. Big Fatty, we don't want to trace anything, much less your lineage. But David, let me put it this way. In my family, it was the hat arena, me, and two younger brothers. Now, the hat had a sister, okay, who was my aunt, and she had three sons, okay? And we were all of a close family. We were very close to our cousins and everything. So, needless to say, it was a male-dominated family. And you know how the menses do. They, you know, if you can't let out a big old poot and try to blame it on somebody else or try to be innocent, y'all, it's just not worth it. And you know, yes, we belched and fodded like there was no tomorrow. Big Fatty, nothing's changed in 55 years, has it? Gussie David is an excellent question, and I am terribly offended that you ask. But y'all, David wasn't finished. He wasn't finished, y'all, so he called back.
Hey, Big Fatty, I couldn't get that one in. Somehow I got disconnected, or the guy was, I don't know what happened. Anyway, but yes, my father would lock the windows in the car after he passed gas, and then we couldn't roll down the window, and we would all suffer. Now, my mother was very good at belching, and I mean really loud. Now, again, not in public, but in the privacy of our own home and our cars, that would happen. Anyway, she was really good. Nobody could beat her. So, anyway, I just wanted to let's share that with you. And my father's biggest proud moment was sitting in an echoing gymnasium on a metal chair and let one rip. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Love you, hon. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, David, I'm not sure I've never sat in a gymnasium before on a metal chair, but I may have to do that. It sounds as if you've issued a challenge. Big Fatty, he said that his mother belches more than you do. So anyway, David, that's a lovely story and a lovely call, and I appreciate you taking the time to do it, and I hope you'll take the time to enter the number one fan contest, too. Now, y'all, we have got a call from Mexico, as promised, and here it is.
About the rules for the number one fan contest. Too hard.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that crazy Mexican, that's that hat him, y'all. And y'all, by the way, I am sensing a theme for today's show. But y'all, it's gaseous. Oh dear, Gussie. And, y'all, you know, Hat M, you know, he doesn't like the rules, y'all, it's sending e-letter, y'all, the Hat M sends me 15 e-letters a day, but no, that's too much trouble to send an e-letter, with 25 words or less. No, I cannot do that, and yet he's already done it. Anyway, Hat M, thank you so much for the phone call from Mexico. And by the way, Hat M, next time you are out and about and looking for something to eat, look for that Choree. I'm sure she's just around somewhere. You'll probably hear her. She'll be running around yelling,
Choree, you fuck it up, Choree, you fuck it up.
Big Fatty, I wonder if she's gassy too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.